From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, Matthew's been daydreaming all morning, and so now he's running late. But we have lots of news to cover, and of course, Coin of the Day. That's coming up on the Decrypt Daily. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. And as you heard in the intro, it's funny, I sat down at like 9 o'clock to do the show today, and I was reading the news, and then I got, you know, over to mess with NFTs, and then I'm over trying to buy Solana NFTs, and I found this person that sent me a link for like pixelated penguins, and now I'm over here saying Newt Brooks Brothers or something. I have no clue what the hell is going on, but all I can say is I went down this rabbit hole, and now I'm coming out, and it's like 11:07 Eastern Standard Time, and I guess I should just get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go, money talk.
And like I said, it's 11:07. Actually, it turned 11:08, and this is on Eastern Standard Time. And Bitcoin is sitting at $56,726 right now. It just dropped a lot. Wait, I just refreshed the page. It's $56,317, down 2% in 24. I woke up this morning, we're pushing 58,000. What happened? Maybe there's some new news that I don't know about yet. I'll tell you in a little bit what's happening. Why did we just drop 2% in like now? I don't know. I'll look at Twitter and see what's happening in the front page of the different sites. But we just dropped 2%. Ethereum, $3,484, down 3.25%. Binance Coin, up 1.3% at $424. Cardano's in the number 4 spot at 211, down almost 5%. And Tether's in the number 5 spot. Running off the top 10, we have XRP, Solana, USDC, Polkadot, and Dogecoin. Total market cap, we're at $2.28 trillion, a BTC dominance of 46.5% and an ETH dominance of 17.9%. And now it's time for Coin of the Day. And Coin of the Day today is Namecoin, number 777 on CoinMarketCap. Its price is $1.45, down 2.6% in 24. Its ticker is NMC. Market cap, 21.3 million. Fully diluted market cap, 21.4 million. Basically, all the coins are in circulation. Where can you buy Namecoin? CoinEx, South Exchange, AllTrader, and, well, actually, there's not much volume after CoinEx. Total volume, let's take a look at that, is $18,000. So you don't have much liquidity, you don't have much volume, and Namecoin is an oldie but a goodie. Actually, I don't know if it's a goodie anymore, but it's definitely an oldie, and it's been just kind of hanging out. So Namecoin.org says this: Namecoin is an experimental open source technology which improves decentralization, security, censorship resistance, privacy, and speed of certain components of the internet infrastructure such as DNS and identities. What can Namecoin be used for? Protect free speech, attach identity information, human meaningful tor.onion domains, decentralized certificate validation, access website using the .bit top level domain. So briefly, just looking at their Twitter, their website, and other places where they're engaging with people of the community, it looks like Namecoin is still doing its thing. They registered their Twitter in 2011. Like I said, Namecoin has been around for quite some time, and they're still doing their thing. Well, Namecoin is still an oldie but goodie. Not much liquidity, not much things going on, but it seems as though they're sticking to their ethos. Moving into today's headlines. Celsius Network. As you guys know, Alex Mashinsky, the CEO of Celsius, he's been on the show a couple times. Check him out in earlier episodes. But he has just landed a $400 million raise. Yes, $400 million, which puts the value of his company, Celsius Network, over $3 billion. Alex, congratulations. You're now officially rich AF. He said that it's not the $400 million. It's the credibility that comes with people who wrote these checks. On September 17, 2021, the New Jersey Bureau of Securities filed a cease and desist order against Celsius to stop the company from offering its high-interest accounts to New Jersey customers by the end of October. As we should know, Celsius is a lending platform, just like BlockFi or Voyager. You should have heard Voyager on the show a week ago. And what you do is take your USDC, your BUSD, your USDT stablecoins, or your Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and so on and so forth, and you can put it on their platform and earn interest on your HODLings. And how much interest, you say? Well, up to 9% apparently on Celsius, which means, quick math, $1 million in a stablecoin could give you 90 grand a year in passive income. But like I said, they're under a little pressure. On the same day, Texas State Security Board ordered Celsius to appear in a hearing on February 14, 2022. The Texas authority has threatened to issue a cease and desist order as well against Celsius. However, this is just part of the process, people say. It's quite typical for regulators to start interviewing these people with these new exchanges or these new ideas or the news platforms to try to clarify their own rules. It's part of the process of regulating a new market. You can't regulate a market you don't understand. So these interviews and calling them in for questioning and trying to understand what's going on is part of the process of regulations. This could be good. It could be bad. The cease and desist orders is bad. However, just talking to the companies, Celsius, BlockFi, Voyager, might not be the worst thing. Okay, I just got a problem. I had to take a pause to go mint some Solana wieners. Yeah, I kid you not. I gotta stop minting silly NFTs. Moving on to news. Jamie Dimon, back in the news for dissing Bitcoin, even though he's going to be offering Bitcoin for his clients. But wait, we'll get there in a second. He said, in quote, "Personally, I think Bitcoin is worthless." And so Ryan Selkis tweeted all the times he said dumb things about Bitcoin. 2014, terrible store value. 2015, will not survive, will be stopped. 2016, going nowhere. 2017, a fraud. 2018, I really don't give a shit. 2019, JPM coin launch. 2020, not my cup of tea. 2021, I have no interest in it. Fool's gold, worthless. Then he says, our clients, our adults, they disagree. That's what makes markets. So if they want to have access to buy yourself Bitcoin, we can't custody it, but we can give them legitimate, as clean as possible access. Oh, Jamie Dimon. Oh, by the way, since his original post of 2014, Bitcoin is up 7,000%. Philip Hammond, who served as the UK Chancellor of the Exchequer under the former Prime Minister Theresa May from 2016 to 2019, said he's joining UK-based digital asset custody startup Copper as a senior advisor. And I had to look this up. An exchequer is a royal or national treasury. An exchequer in the UK is roughly the same role as the Janet Yellen or the Treasury Secretary of the US. I had to look this up. Didn't know what that was. Apparently, he's a lord, too. And UK listeners, please. Matthew Earn at Crypt.co. What is a lord? I think sir is like you're knighted by the Queen, Sir Patrick Stewart. But what makes you a lord? I'm waiting for your answer. I know I can Google this, but I like emails as well. Anyway, Lord Hammond will advise the company as it uses its $75 million in Series B funding to expand in North America and Asia markets. So why is this important? Well, it's kind of interesting that this Janet Yellen of the UK, this Lord Hammond, now works for a crypto company, an asset custody startup. It's kind of like if Janet Yellen got done with her role and then started working for crypto. I think that would be pretty noteworthy. And finally, Elliptic is a London-based provider of crypto assets risk management services. It announced that it raised $60 million in a Series C funding round led by Evolution Equity Partners. SoftBank, this Japanese tech investment giant, they participated in the round, as well as Wells Fargo, SBI Group, Octopus Ventures, Signal Fire, Digital Currency Group, and more. Since this is a Series C round, there was a Series A round, which raised $5 million in 2016, a Series B round, which was around $28 million in 2019-2020. Elliptic works with traditional finance institutions, government agencies, fintech companies, and crypto businesses, offering a suite of compliance and investigative tools built specifically for monitoring transactions involving digital currencies such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, Binance Coin, and more. And now they're doing privacy-focused coins, Zcash, Zen or Horizon, and others. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. I'll be back tomorrow, same Matt time, same Matt channel. And remember, you can always reach out to me, Matthew Aaron at decrypt.co. Until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.